Welcome to the Glory to His Name podcast, where our mission always is to encourage, equip, and edify God's people. We have a great podcast today. Brother Travis and his family went on vacation down to Pigeon Forge and the Gatlinburg area recently, and Travis had the opportunity to, they always go to Freedom Baptist Church there in Pigeon Forge. They've been going there for about 20 years now. And I had the opportunity to go to Freedom Baptist last July. I had a wonderful time, just a great church, a great message, friendly people. But Travis is interviewing Mark Ruhoff. He's been in the church for years and years, really, really active in the church. He's got a lot of ministries going, and so he's going to give some insight on his life there at Freedom Baptist and his family. So if you would, if you have a chance, give us some feedback here at our podcast. Our email is glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. And if you would, as always, please share this podcast on your social media so some other people may have a chance to listen and benefit from it. So we're going to get with the podcast now. Brother Travis is interviewing Mark Ruhoff. Hope you enjoy the podcast. And as soon as this is over, we'll have some parting words. We want to thank and just thank all the listeners for tuning in. And we're going to try to put some more podcasts on very soon. So enjoy the podcast, and we'll be back at the end.
To our mastermind audience, we sure hope this recording finds you well. In the spring of 2018, our family traveled to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. We spent a week unwinding with time together, enjoying some beautiful scenery and eating some great food. The Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge area has become a family favorite for us, and we try to travel there at least once, sometimes twice a year to vacation. On our honeymoon, my wife and I looked for a church that we could attend and found in the phone book Brother Ed Parton in Freedom Baptist Church. We've been going back for over 20 years and have always been treated warmly by the church and been challenged by Brother Ed's messages. One of the first people to greet us many years ago was Brother Mark Ruhoff. We've seen Mark and his family operate in many different capacities within the church over the years. He's been one of several faithful servants to the church we've grown to admire. People who stick with the stuff, as we sometimes say, prove to have a lot of wisdom and lessons to share. Mark is definitely one of those men. Mark grew up in Pigeon Forge and has been a member of Freedom for 28 years. He was saved at 9 years old and has served in many capacities in the church, including secretary, treasurer, song leader, choir director, and he also preaches at a local nursing home. Mark's wife Lisa, his daughter Hannah, and his son Matthew all serve in the church also. I wasn't surprised to find in Mark a great resource for wisdom and advice for living. He talks about what it was like to grow up in church with godly parents. He talked about some of his challenges in making tough choices when choices are hard to make. He talked about praying for a wife that God gave him, about the importance of family, and how to have day-long prayer. He taught about real worship and how to eliminate the unimportant. Enjoy, as we did this time on our series, Treasured Testimonies and Servants of the Lord, with Brother Mark Ruhoff.
All right, we're with Brother Mark at Freedom Baptist Church here in Pigeon Forge, and I've been looking forward to spending some time with Brother Mark. We've been in services here in Pigeon Forge a little over 20 years, once or twice a year, it seems like now, for the whole time my wife and I have been married, and Brother Mark has been a faithful member here, he and his wife and his family. And we pay attention to that. You know, we see folks sticking around, and familiar faces, and Brother Mark's, I think, been leading the singing most of the time we've been here, Brother, as far as I can remember, most of the time, not the entire time. How long have you been leading the singing here?
Probably 10 or 12 years.
Okay. Yes. So, been a little while.
It has been.
And we were coming when, I guess, when the church was in the old building, and Brother Ed was over there. And where was that located, Brother? I don't even remember.
It was on Pine Mountain Road here in Pigeon Forge, so it's maybe about a half a mile. There's the crow flies from where we're at now.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember coming over there, and I believe Brother Ed was on the radio back then, had radio ministry at the
same time. Yes, he did.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and Brother Mark, if you could just start out telling folks a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into what we're doing here, Brother.
Okay. Well, my name's Mark Rauhoff, and I grew up here in Sevier County, and in Pigeon Forge in particular, and so I've lived here all my life, and I've gone to church here at Freedom Baptist Church for about 28 years now, and thankful to have had a godly mother and daddy that taught me about the Lord and have always had me in church. Was saved when I was 9 years old. Thought I'd been saved when I was 7, but I didn't understand what salvation was really about, and of course I went forward in service and told Mom and Dad that I had been saved, but really didn't understand it. And then when I was 9, I realized what salvation was all about, so I asked the Lord to save me in my bedroom there at home, and so that's the greatest thing that I ever did. But then began to grow in the Lord, and again, I've been in good, godly churches through my time, and I'm always thankful that my mom and dad were mission-minded people. A lot of the churches in this area didn't support missions for a long time, but Mom and Daddy were always in a church and had me in a church that really supported missionaries and got the Word of God out to people. And I'm thankful that our church does that now with Brother Ed as our pastor.
Yes, sir, Brother. I know I was talking to Brother Greer last night about some of the Bible print ministry and the truckloads of paper that you guys send off every year. Boy, that's a blessing, Brother. That is a tremendous ministry.
Yes, it is.
And Brother, could you tell us a little bit about what you do here in the church, just your area of ministry here?
I've done several things over time. Brother Ed asked me to, when I first was a member here several years ago, to maybe to become the church treasurer. So the secretary to begin with.
Gotcha.
And then here probably the last 10 or 12 years, he asked me to be the treasurer. I've worked with another, the former pastor was here, Brother Lewis Miller. He was a member of the church for probably 8 or 10 years after Brother Ed became the pastor, so that's always been a good transition. But Brother Lewis was going to a nursing home service here in Pigeon Forge, and he invited Lisa, my wife, and I to go with him and his wife. So when we first became members here, first got married, we started going to those services and helping Lewis, and we'd help lead some songs there, and then Lewis would bring the message. At some point, Lewis moved to another church to help his brother, who's a pastor of another church, so God allowed Lisa and I to continue the ministry there at the nursing home, and so we were able to do that and have been there ever since. So that's one of the things we really enjoy doing, is having those services on Sunday mornings and trying to help the people there.
That's a blessing, Brother. What's the name of the nursing home?
It's a Pigeon Forge Care and Rehab Facility.
Okay.
And it's right across from our church location now.
Okay. So the one across the street.
It is.
I understand.
It is.
I know what you're talking about. Well, praise the Lord. That's something I didn't even know you were doing. And you're also song leader now here in the church. Is that correct?
Yes.
Choir director?
I try to do that, yes.
Yes, sir. So, Brother, you got a lot of irons in the fire, it looks like. And to find a common thread with that, with people in the ministry and people that are mission-minded and love the Lord, usually are involved in several different things.
Brother, right.
I appreciate your involvement and what you're doing for the Lord. I wasn't even aware of some of that. What's something about your ministry, Brother? It could be being the song leader, or preaching in the nursing home, or being the treasurer, or whatever you choose to talk about here. But what's something about your ministry in particular that most people don't know about that they probably should?
The thing that's helped me the most, or a lot throughout the years, is over at the nursing home. There's so many godly Christians in a nursing home, and of course, there's a lot of lost people there too. But the things I've learned from some of the godly people in that nursing home, I try to go, and my wife tries to go, to be a help to the people there, but we've learned so much about reading your Bible. We go over there and we find people sitting in the hallways just reading their Bibles all the time. We find soul winners, 80 and 90-year-old people who are over there witnessing to other patients, trying to tell them how wonderful Jesus is.
Isn't that a blessing?
It is. Oh, it's a blessing. And just some of the people that I've grown up with, as I was a boy in some of the churches, some of those people have gotten older, and they've actually been in the nursing home from time to time. And the song leader I had when I was a boy, he was such a blessing to me. He's been over here at the nursing home, and it was just a blessing to be in services with him again before he went on to heaven. And then just being able to raise your children there. We've had two kids, our daughter Hannah, she's 20 now, and Matthew 17. Both of them have grown up working in the nursing home and helping us with piano and bringing the people to the services. And one of the things we've been praying the last couple of years is that God would start a revival in a nursing home.
Well, that'd be a blessing.
And to see what he could do there. And we've had many, many people saved over the years, some of them in their 80s or 90s, some of them in their 30s, just different folks have gotten saved. And so that's a blessing to know that God can do it.
Amen.
And he's going to get the credit for it when it happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, and I know I think about the scripture where the Lord says, where he talks about supporting those that are weak and the feeble-minded, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's certainly doing that. And we've got some men in our church that have nursing home ministries. And I was telling Brother Milton this last night, and I believe it with all my heart. I believe a lot of times those type of ministries are going to be the people that the Lord recognizes the most when we get home to be with the Lord. Not necessarily having your name on a brochure or on a billboard, but just faithfully serving the Lord in a place like that week after week, being a blessing to people, brother. And I know God notices that, and he does, and God's people notice it too. And I sure thank you for the blessing that you're being to those people week after week over there. And Brother Mark, something I often ask because of the challenges that you know, we've got certainly mountaintop experiences as Christians. We also got valleys, you know, and every day in a bed of roses, we all know that. It wasn't for the Lord. And the Lord said, you know, even about persecution, he said, if he'd suffer persecution, then we would too. The servant's not above his master. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a story or a situation about persecution, but if you could tell our listeners about a challenging time that you've had, some time in your life that was a little overwhelming and the Lord came on the scene and helped you through it. If you could help us with a story like that, brother, I think it would help our listeners.
Well, just, again, most of those times are difficult to talk about, and you've experienced them yourself.
Yes,
but just transitioning from maybe a younger person in a church, and you've always had leaders in the church, people that you looked up to and respected, and then as you grow older, you become one of those people. And having to make choices when a difficult situation arises, when Satan attacks. We had a situation probably 8 or 10 years ago here at the church where some of the folks were not happy with some things, and it was not a pleasant time when one or two caused a handful of others to get disgruntled.
Yes, sir.
And you've looked up to some of those people over the years, and you've seen God use them in ways, but somehow they let Satan have control of their actions, whether it's through pride or whether it's through selfishness or wanting their way as opposed to what God wants in the church. That's a difficult thing to go through, and I've never went through anything like that in my life, and hoping never to have to go through it again.
Yes, sir.
But those are the times where you have to make the right choice. If you don't make the right choice in times like that, that's when Satan can destroy people and destroy churches. And so I'm so thankful that God worked that situation out to where God put it in the hearts of the people that knew what needed to be done. And we knew that the pastor was the right person to be at this church, and he was the one that we needed to support. He's God's man, and his actions through his lifetime have proven that he loves God and he loves people. And so when you have some that, again, oppose God's man and God's way, and it's over things that they shouldn't be letting cause them that problem.
It seems like it's that way in most every church, brother. It's usually minute things normally.
Yes, but making that decision was and having to stand for what was right against some that didn't want to stand for what was right.
And probably people you love.
No? Right, and still love.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still love those folks. And many of them have come back to the church and visited from time to time. And I think they saw what they did and how that God continued to bless. And he's blessed even greater since that happened.
Amen.
More finances coming in for missions. The paper that you mentioned, we've sent so many Bibles and tracts around the world. We've had people saved in the church, and God is just blessed. And so that shows you when you trust the Lord and depend on him, you don't have the answers. You're just trusting in him. But if you stay with God's man, you stay with godly people, and you look at their life, you don't listen to what someone is saying, you listen to the actions that people have taken, then you know what's right. But you have to stand for what's right. You can't just let things fall apart.
Amen. That's fantastic advice, brother. And listeners, if you have not been in church very long, don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord, but you will probably see a circumstance like that at some point during your time and your walk with the Lord. We're all people, right? And Jesus died for sinners. And sometimes the sin nature in us arises and tries to take the upper hand in the church. And it's times like that when, just like what Brother Mark said, we need to follow the man of God, follow the word of God, and follow what's right. And thank you for that advice, brother, because that's going to be valuable to a lot of people that are listening. Brother, what's something that you've learned along the way that you think would help our listeners, something the Lord's taught you?
One of the things our pastor over the years has taught us, there's many things Brother Ed Parton has taught me from God's Word.
I'm sure.
And just some of the things are just, you'll never forget them. But one of the things that recently has been I've been on my mind a lot is the fact that God is a spirit, and he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. And God is seeking people to worship him. And many times I see when I visit other churches, or just sometimes when I think my own self, a lot of churches today are, they're serving, they're trying to do things for the Lord, but many of them aren't worshiping God. And that's where I think I've been fortunate to be in churches over my life where I've seen God worshiped. And the preacher's one that he loves to worship the Lord. And just as you saw Sunday morning here at this church, how that God was here. And he also taught us in Isaiah 6, where Isaiah saw the Lord lifted up. And he's taught us that those seraphims that were there around the throne of God had six wings. And two of them, they used to cover their face. And two of them to cover their feet. And two of them, they flew. And God has taught me that he wants us to worship him twice as much as we serve him.
Mm, boy, that's good, brother.
But how many of us do that?
Mm, not enough, brother. Not enough.
And
think of Mary and Martha when Martha was in getting the dinner ready and needed help, and Mary was worshiping.
Right.
And the Lord said she'd chosen the greater part.
Right.
Yes, sir. God help us. We need to all spend more time doing that.
Yes.
Brother, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
No, that was, that's fantastic, brother. You know, you think the Lord would find, I think about that scripture quite often. I talk about it in our Sunday school class at church, you know, where the Lord's seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. And, you know, you think he'd find that on every corner, but he doesn't. And sadly, he doesn't even find it in believers' lives a lot of times the way that he needs to.
Right.
And the Lord loves worship. In our camp meeting service, I know you all have experienced the same thing, brother. Many times when the Lord shows up the strongest, it's during worship. That's when he's being worshiped. He loves to be worshiped.
Right.
And, yeah, God help us to give him more of it. That's fantastic advice, brother.
And to me, that's where a lot of times we're waiting for that church service where God shows up. But in my own heart, God's told me I need to be worshiping him every day.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to wait.
You're right.
For a church service.
Absolutely.
It ought to be every Christian worshiping him more than we're trying to serve him. But yes. It seems like it's the opposite. We serve him, but we don't always take the time to worship him.
You're right, brother. And you find when you take the time to worship him, he'll show up not just in a camp meeting, but in your car,
right. Beside
your bed.
Right.
Driving down the road, doesn't matter where it is. You're exactly right, brother. I'm glad you brought that up. Tell us, Brother Mark, about a victory that you feel you've obtained by faith. And I know some of these things, brother. I'm asking you things about your life personally. And I know Christians, just like Brother Greer, good Christians are humble, and you are humble, brother. It's one of the reasons I'm asking you to be on the broadcast. And I'm asking you this specifically, so don't feel like you're bragging on yourself. But I think it helps listeners to know that, hey, when I exercise my faith and I put my trust in the Lord, there's a God in heaven that can answer. And just something, brother. What I know there have been many, but something maybe that's on your heart that God's done for you by faith.
I think the thing that, as I thought about this, was I prayed when I was younger, and just out of high school in college, for a wife, and asked God to give me the wife that he wanted me to have, a godly wife. And he sent her all the way from Ohio down here to Tennessee.
No kidding.
And he worked all that out, sent another family that's still here in our church to move next to where she was going to be. And I went to school with one of the boys from Ohio and got to know him. He's a good Christian man. And his brother is here in the church, Brother John. But it's his mom and dad that introduced us when my wife moved down here and moved right next door to them. But if I didn't have the wife I had, then I think my life wouldn't be worth anything.
Yes, sir.
Because the family, if the family's not what God wants you to be, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to serve God. But if God gives you the helpmeet, that's another thing Brother Ed stressed to us over the years, is God gives us a helpmeet, not a helpmate, one fit for. And so when God gives you that godly person to marry, then your life can be complete. And you can picture Christ in the church. You can serve the Lord together as one. And God has given me a great wife, Lisa. And she teaches me so much about serving the Lord. And she's the greatest thing that's happened to me, apart from my salvation, and just been able to serve the Lord with her all these years. That was an answer to prayer. So many other things God's answered for me, but that's, I think, the greatest.
Amen, brother. Amen. Nothing to replace a godly wife. I watch men and watch women over the years who've come to church without their spouse and think, boy, how hard that must be.
Yes.
What a blessing it is to have a mate to serve God with.
Yes.
And encourage you in the Lord, not tear you down.
Yes.
I just heard a testimony yesterday about a lady that said she spent 34 years with a man that tore her down every day. And it was just by the grace of God that she could stay with him. And, boy, what a blessing, brother. That's a fantastic thing to bring to the surface. Brother, what excites you about your future? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to heaven.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to serving the Lord in heaven. I know there's been several of our church family that's went to heaven recently. We've got some of our missionaries and some of our pastors that are up in years now. One particular missionary, Brother Randy Pike, is a missionary that we've helped over the years.
Yes, sir.
We've not helped him near as much as he's helped us. But he's in Greenville, South Carolina with his wife. And so he's been crippled since he was in high school, but he's drug his body around the world in Australia and South Africa, and he's taught the Word of God in a way that it's helped so many people. But when I called him last, I think I tried to call him last Father's Day just to thank him for being a blessing to me. And he was a little bit discouraged. And, of course, I tried to let him know. He said, I'm about ready to head to heaven. But I said, I'm looking forward to seeing how God's going to let you serve him in heaven. Amen. And I said, Randy, I want to be in your Bible class when I get to heaven. Yeah. Because we're not going there just to sit down. Yes, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And we'll get to do it with all the people that we love and that Christ died for.
Amen.
So it's going to be a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen, brother. Amen. Brother, I know you've gotten a lot of it. A lot of these questions are hard to narrow down to one thing, but for time's sake, we have to narrow them down. But what's a good piece of advice, one of the best pieces of advice you've ever received?
I think it'd probably be to wait on God. When you've got decisions to make, when you need to do something, let God give you the answer and don't go ahead of him. The preacher, again, has told us God called him to preach and be a pastor here in this county and start a church 21 years before God let him come back to the church, back to the county and be a pastor here. And he waited on God 21 years. And that's things that I've learned in my life. It's best, if you don't know God's direction, you don't know what he wants you to do, is to wait on him, because he's going to open up a door. He's going to tell you when it's time to do it. There's things in my heart now that he's put in my heart years and years ago that I've not done and I've not seen accomplished. But I think he's going to have a time when he says, now's the time I want you to do that. Now's the time to do what I put in your heart. And so I think God does that. He's done it in other instances, and I know that he'll do it in the future.
Amen, brother. Think about that with David when he was anointed with oil to be king, and he didn't become king right away, did he? A lot of things happened between there and the palace.
Right.
And I know in my own life, I've seen in a lot of other Christians, brother, I'm sure in yours too, you've experienced God a lot of times as preparing us during those times for whatever it is that he wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, what do you think is a daily habit that you have that aids you in your walk for the Lord? Just something that might be a help to somebody else. You know, we all struggle in different things. Some of us struggle in witnessing. Some of us struggle with a daily Bible reading, with consistency in our prayer life, all kinds of different things. We've all got strengths and weaknesses, but what do you think is something that aids you daily in your walk, brother?
I think it's just talking to the Lord throughout the day. When God puts something in my heart to pray about or to ask him to help me with, that's something I try to do right then. I don't put it off. I try to take time and ask God's help and talk to him throughout the day, thank him for the things he's done. I think just the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, and that's something that I haven't thought about it a lot, but that's one thing that I can see that I try to, God puts in my heart to do from time to time throughout the day or during different situations. So I think just prayer throughout the day, talking to the Lord, telling him what's on your heart is what helps me through this life.
Amen, brother. Amen. What do you think keeps you on the firing line for the Lord, brother? And that's probably one of them, what you just talked about. But what keeps you going for the Lord? A lot of people... And I don't glory in that. It could happen to you or I, brother. But people sometimes, you know, people get out of church. People get out of God's will. Things happen sometimes. And we don't know that that won't happen to us. We sure pray that it doesn't. But what do you think keeps you going for the Lord?
I think it's thinking about when I got saved often and remembering how God saved me and what I felt like before I got saved, how that I was dreading hell and dreading dying, and what God, how he put that peace and joy in my heart once he saved me. And once I continue to think about those things, that, again, helps me want to continue to live for him and serve him because of what he's done for me. So just remembering how God saved you, what he brought you out of, that'll keep you going.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Mark, are there, I don't know if you're a reader, brother, I didn't ask you, but are there any books that you could recommend for our listeners?
I don't read a whole lot other than the Bible.
Sure. That's the best one to read, bro.
Yes. But as I mentioned to you, Randy Pike has done a wonderful job of putting things down in writing. And he, if you ever knew, there was a Harmony of the Gospels, and I can't remember the name of the company that used to have it, but Brother Randy bought the rights to that. And then he's gone ahead and added his own commentary to the Gospels. And he's got a large volume book called Selah, the Harmony of the Gospels. So the title of it's Selah.
Okay.
And it's not a book you're going to get through in a couple of days.
Sure.
It's going to take you a while. But I use that to study a lot when I'm in the Gospels. But Randy's got a lot of research and wealth of knowledge and prayer, and God's put things in his heart to help him understand God's word. And he's just he's a soul-winning missionary. And so when you know that God puts a premium on soul-winning and missionaries, God's given this man the ability to explain his word and help you think about, again, the Holy Spirit is the best teacher.
Absolutely.
But you need others to help you and encourage you and give you life examples, just like you're trying to encourage people with these radio broadcasts.
Yes, sir.
You're taking people's life experiences and trying to help others. Brother Randy, when you read what he writes, you know he loves God, and you know that God's used him, and you just learn so much. So that's one book that would help anybody. It's
Amen,
a Christian.
Brother. I'm trying to get a hold of that myself. I appreciate you mentioning it, and I do not have that in my library. And I'm sure a lot of folks don't. Many people in our realm have heard of Brother Pike, and I know many people have got some of his material, but I bet there's a lot of people that don't know about that book. Brother, in the daily grind of living your life, because not only do you have a nursing home ministry, not only are you leading the choir, not only are you the church treasurer, and probably many other things that you're not mentioning on this podcast. You got a family, you got a job, you got grass to cut, a house to take care of, a wife that needs time. And how do you put God first in your daily life, brother? How do you accomplish that?
The best way I found is eliminate things that aren't important. I was a sports fanatic when I was growing up. I was probably one of the biggest Tennessee fans growing up as a kid, and that's something that you enjoy following sports. A lot of people do, and that's a lot of my time was playing sports or following sports. But I still enjoy watching games and listening and reading about sports, but it's nowhere near the time that it used to be. And of course, just eliminating things. There's a lot of people want you to get involved in all kinds of things, whether it's coaching Little League, coaching basketball. And you want to be a help to the community. You want to have opportunities to witness to folks and be part of those things. And your children, you support them when they are involved in those things. But you can't spend your time in social or earthly things and accomplish something for God or live for the Lord like you can if you weed out the things that aren't important and put the importance on the things that are. So that gives you the time to spend in God's work and God's service. And again, you enjoy those things. When you're a Christian, you enjoy serving the Lord. And those are joyful times and happy times. And meeting here in this church or over at the nursing home, those are, and that's when you have a godly spouse. That's just as enjoyable for them as it is for you. Whereas if you marry somebody that doesn't love the Lord, then you're going to have that struggle in your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's great advice, brother. I think of a pastor, Brother Dave Knopfsinger, who you may or may not know.
I do.
Okay. Brother Dave told me years ago, he said, I believe it was his dad. And Brother Dave, if you hear this and I'm wrong, please correct me, brother, but I don't think I'm far off if I am. But I believe it was his dad that told him, said, you've only got time in your life to be good at one thing. And you got to choose what that one thing is. And, boy, I found that to ring true in my own life. Anytime anything gets preeminence over the Lord and the Lord starts to take a back seat, my life feels out of balance, brother. And
I think
you've definitely figured that out, and I appreciate that advice for our listeners. Jesus said in all things he's to have the preeminence. Brother, if you could just give our listeners a parting piece of advice, and just some ways they can get in contact with Freedom Baptist Church. We love this church as a family. I think anybody who visited Pigeon Forge would benefit by coming here. Not only people that visit, but people that live anywhere close would enjoy having this place as their church home. There's some fine people here, and we've proven that over 20 years. This isn't just an overnight decision. So I would sure encourage anybody that's in this area to come by Freedom, listen to Brother Ed preach, listen to the Sunday school messages, hear Brother Mark lead the singing, fellowship with the people, just a lot of good things going on here. But if you could give us a parting piece of advice, brother, and then some ways to get in contact with Freedom Baptist Church.
Just the thing that's been on my heart recently is worship the Lord and serve Him, but don't forget to worship Him, because so many folks are busy serving and they don't take the time to worship Him. And God wants people to worship Him. He wants people to sing praises to Him. He wants people to glorify His name and tell how wonderful He is and talk to Him. And so that's what I would suggest to folks is work on worshiping the Lord, serve Him, but are you worshiping Him as much as you're trying to serve Him? And then the church address here, we're Freedom Baptist Church. It's P.O. Box 1046, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, 37868. So if anybody wanted to get in contact with us, they're welcome to send something there. We also have a website that's Freedom Baptist PF.
And that's for Pigeon Forge, right?
For Pigeon Forge, the PF is.
Okay.
And they can find out about the church there and get service times and things like that. So
We're
glad to have folks come visit with us. And most of all, come asking God to speak to your heart when you come.
Amen. Brother Mark, thank you for your time, brother. And I know our people are going to get some help from the things that you've shared with us. Thank you for sharing your heart, brother.
You're welcome.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed the podcast today with Mark Ruhoff. I like what Mark said there. Travis asked him for a parting piece of advice, and Mark said we need to remember to serve Him, but also not to forget to worship Him. And I think sometimes we do go through the motions and mechanical in our serving or services during the service time. Or any time, I'm reminded of what the psalmist said in Psalm 95, verse 6. He said, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." I like that. Worship is an inward part of us. Praise is an outward thing, and worship is on the inside. Amen. It's our heart's condition when we come in. It's our heart's condition in the morning, while we're at work, at night. So anyway, I appreciate that. Hope you enjoyed the message. Again, if you'd like to reach out to us, glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. We appreciate everyone that's listened to our podcast. We'll strive to put on some more soon. If you would share this on your social media, we'd be so thankful for that. And until next time, we pray that God would bless each and every one that's listening today. And we'll see you on the next podcast. God bless.